The Beaver Dam High School track and field team getting ready for the WIAA state meet in La Crosse this weekend. They'll get going on Friday. We're going to bring in head coach Mary Helgemo. Coach, is your squad excited to send a nice collection of athletes to La Crosse?
They are very excited. I think we have some great talent, and it's going to be awesome to watch them compete with the best of the best.
So I guess let's go down the list. We have, I'm looking at the list of four student athletes from Beaver Dam going. Let's start with Morgan Merritts in the long jump.
Okay, so Morgan's a freshman, so she's actually still learning the event, but she just is an incredibly talented young lady and very coachable. And she just has listened and done everything that we've asked. And she's had just PRs all season long. So going in, she's at the bottom of the seeds, but I think sky's the limit. She could have a huge PR and she could do anything when we get there. So
what does it take to be a good long jumper?
Oh gosh. speed. So usually long jumpers are good sprinters, which she also is that. So you have to have the speed and then the explosion. Be willing to get dirty because you get full of sand. So you have to be willing to go all out into the sand pit and not care about where you end up with sand when you're done.
Now, Lucy Gonzalez is going to be competing in the 100-meter hurdles. I know I've seen Lucy run in middle school, and she's pretty good, isn't she?
Yeah, she is excellent. I think it could have picked several events that she could have probably made it through. And as a freshman, that's awesome. But she loves the hurdles, and she has just done so well in them. She is 0.2 seconds from our school record right now with her time that she got at the sectionals. So, I mean, that's fantastic as a freshman. And she's a competitor. When she gets out there, she just wants to beat the person in front of her, and that just makes her faster and faster. So,
you know, Coach, you're trying to build the program. What does it say, you know, get a couple of younger kids qualifying for state? What did you say about the work that they're putting in at the lower levels to help build the high school program?
I think it's great. It's great to see that we have a huge turnout and number of kids that sign up and do track at the middle school here in Beaver Dam. And that's huge for getting them excited about the events and the things they can do so that when they come up to the high school, they're ready to keep working and excel. And that's been really clear this year. We had an amazing group of freshmen. So
we're talking with Mary Helgemo, head track coach at Beaver Dam High School, as they get ready for the state meet. And then we talk about some of these younger athletes. Then you got, it seems like Mila Westra's been at Beaver Dam High School for a decade, Mary.
Sometimes it seems that way. She's been to state a lot. This will be her fourth consecutive trip. So every year she's been here for track, she has gone to state. And that's a testament to her work ethic. She does everything we ask her. She works hard. She goes above and beyond. And she's just really, really wanted this for so long. And she's making this happen. And so I'm so excited to see how her senior year is going to end. I think that she absolutely has potential to be up there on that podium. Obviously, it's not going to be easy. But she's a hard worker and she pushes herself. So hoping that that's where she can end up.
Coach Taylor Post in the wheelchair division. Again, he is a machine for Beaver Dam. He's qualified for multiple events. Can I talk about his effort and what you look for from Taylor at state?
Yep. I think we learned this year that Taylor loves the long distances. He added in the 1600 meter this year. And honestly, his time seems to get faster the longer he goes. So I'm excited to see where he can end up for that and hopefully improve from he took fifth last year in the 400. So and his times have been coming down, so I really hope to see that continue to improve and hope to see him on the award stands for more than one event this year. So,
Coach, the meet starts on Friday morning, so what does that mean for your staff and your athletes competing? What's happening leading up to it?
All right, so we will head out on Thursday afternoon at 3:30, leaving from the main parking lot right in front of the school. So encourage people to come out and help send the kids off for a great meet. When we'll head out of here and head to La Crosse, stop and get a meal, and then get the kids settled in and into bed early, as we'll be up bright and early. Have to be at the meet by 8:30 for warm-ups. They only allow warm-ups before the meet starts on the track, so we want to get there and do that, and then they'll compete. The three girls will compete in the morning on Friday, and then Taylor will throw the shot probably in the evening on Friday. And then two of the girls will be done. Hopefully Lucy will go on. The hundreds have prelims and finals. So if she makes it in the top 10, she will then compete on Saturday morning early for finals. And Taylor will do all of his track events on Saturday. So a full weekend.
Coach, I know the newspaper writers in our business always would call like the state track meet the Super Bowl of their season because they love going down there. I mean, can you talk about as a coach too, what is the atmosphere like? Because they always talk about the atmosphere is something you can't describe unless you've been there. Describe the atmosphere at the state track meet.
There's just so much excitement. So many kids that's what they work so hard to get there, and just being able to compete at that level. It's so crowded. It's amazing the turnout of people that come to watch, parents, grandparents, friends, everyone, and the stands are packed and everyone's yelling and screaming. And it's an amazing atmosphere for the kids to be able to be a part of, and something that everyone, you know, strives for as a track athlete. So it's just an exciting weekend.
Well, Coach Helgemoa, good luck to Morgan, Lucy, Mila, and Taylor at the state track meet, and look forward to seeing how they progress. And it should be a good weekend. Thanks for the time.
Yep, thank you so much.